Albert Einstein said, "Try not to become a success, but rather try to become a man of value." Very fascinating, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Let's just think about that. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Become a man of value. Most people want to become a success, and they think that a success means that you are a man of value. You have a valuable bank account, and you have a valuable amount of money that's available to you anywhere that you are, and that you always got a lot of money whatever you're doing. Now, that is kind of interesting, isn't it? Albert Einstein said, "Try not to become a success." That sounds not very correct to say. And he added, "But rather to try to become a man of value." So many times we teach our family, ourselves, and our world that success is dollars, success is achievement in various areas. But Ellen was in a restaurant yesterday, and as she was in the restaurant, the lady and the children at the other table were having a very hilarious time. And the children were each given a balloon. And Ellen looked over at them and said, "What a wonderful thing. You know, how wonderful each of you children got a balloon. How do I get a balloon, you know? And don't I get a balloon?" And the lady turned to Ellen and said, "No, you're naughty." In other words, trying to say that when her children are good, they get a balloon, and when they're not good, they don't get a balloon. And Ellen obviously was not good because she didn't get a balloon. And Ellen spoke up at that moment, and she had the courage of her conviction, and she said,
"I'm too positive to accept it."
She said, "I am too positive to accept that statement." And the woman looked chagrined and startled and amused and accepted the point. And the waitress, who was walking by at just that moment, said, "I like that. I like that." Now, what was Ellen expressing at that moment? Was she expressing how to become a man of value? How to become a person of consequence, of value? You see, the world can sometimes throw barbs at us, not meaning to hurt us, but just having a double edge to them, as this woman is speaking to her children. She's saying, "When you're good, you get a balloon. When you're not good, you don't get a balloon." So that lady apparently was not very good. And that, of course, is not a good way to teach, because then you think that you teach the children that when they behave, good things happen, and when they don't behave, bad things happen. And we don't want to teach that bad things happen, because the moment you start thinking bad things happen, then you start going through your life and labeling, why did that happen to me? Why did that happen to me that I got that traffic ticket or I had that car accident? Why did that happen to me? Why did that happen to me that my wife decided to leave me or my husband decided to leave me? Why did that happen to me? Why did that happen to me that here our most beloved, most precious, most marvelous son, who is the heir to the whole family, has to die in a car accident? And in the car accident in the school, they all respected the kid so highly, and they were just utterly amazed when they heard that he died. Of all the people on earth who shouldn't die, it was him, his friends thought, you know. And all of Switzerland just sat up and took notice, and they thought, "My goodness, here's this most outstanding young man. And he's outstanding on his own. He's not outstanding because his parents were famous and wealthy and things like that. He was outstanding because he was an outstanding boy. He was an outstanding senior in high school." Now, wow, why did that happen to him? Well, if the parents had that thought in their mind, well, they could come up with a lot of reasons. a lot of reasons where they have been inadequate as parents, or where they have not done what they could have done, or this or that, but that has nothing to do with it. The incident that took place with that young man took place by his choice in his world. The incident of a car accident takes place by its own choice. We, of course, have put a cause in motion for it, but it isn't a universal calamity. If it were a universal calamity, my goodness sakes. I was reading, and I think I told you about this the other day, that there are a number of countries in the world that will deny people from renting cars who are over the age of 65. And one of them is Ireland. And other ones are Nigeria and countries all over the world. But then at the end of the article, it got down to the nitty-gritty. The article was some 100 words long, maybe a little less. It got down to the nitty-gritty and it says, Hertz does not want to do that with those people because they're a liability. Now, there you come to it. Now, you can be sure that the Hertz Motor Company, the Hertz Rental Company, is going to hear a lot of this from the senior citizens, because these are the people who travel the world and rent the cars and go touring around the country looking at places. And obviously, if 90% of your traffic is by seniors, then 90% of the incidents will be by seniors. And if 90% is by non-seniors, then 90% will be by non-seniors, you know. Non-seniors will be doing the good driving, you know. My goodness sakes. But you see, become a man of value. Now, this young man who died in Switzerland a couple of years ago, he was just an outstanding young fellow. Just really terrific. And he left a mark on the world and on his family and on his friends at school and where have you, that you can be a good person in quality and not have to do what everybody else does, you know. And he showed them how by being a man of worth, a man of value, that your reputation is built upon that more than it is upon anything else you do. Now, he might have been an excellent sportsman. And if he were a sportsman and he were excellent, okay, and he died in a car accident and the big game was the next day, oh, there would be moaning and groaning. And 2 days later, he'd be forgotten. Because he was known only for his particular expertise. Now, this boy, he was known by the quality of the man that he was. And that will be known forever. And this will be, a symbol to the rest of the students in school. A symbol to his parents, a symbol to the teachers, you know, that if they can be like Noor, is his name, wasn't it? If they can be like Noor, they'll be super fantastic. But he did not have to go out and win any championship games. He didn't have to be the top sportsman. He didn't have to go out and be the top student in school. He was good. He didn't have to go out and walk little ladies across the street who didn't want to go across the street, you know. He didn't have to go out and do these things. He was himself a man of value. When we train ourselves to be persons of value, then our life has great meaning and great purpose for us. Now, do you think that this young man wished he were better? He was perfectly happy doing the things that he knew he believed in doing. And do you think the world around him respected him? Yes, obviously. Now, could any greater tribute be paid to us than that we were ourselves and having fun and the rest of the world understood it? Now, they don't have to understand it. That's a big point. But if they do understand it, that's good for the world. But they don't have to, because we always are doing ourselves. Now, Ingeborg was talking to me over at the Shangri-La this morning, and she was saying, it's so beautiful around here. Everything is so lovely. She says, is there any way we could take down all those dead trees that are over there? You know, there's a whole bunch of them and that just died for whatever reason. And I said, yeah, we can take them down. And that's not our priority, but we can take them down and take the trash away and so forth. But what we want to do, instead of looking at the dead trees that may be around on the property, and obviously on 104 acres, there's going to be a lot of them here and there. And if we're going to look at the dead bushes, you know, and if we're going to look at the, I don't know what else you can look at that isn't nice, because I don't think the things aren't nice. But if you're going to look at things that are not attractive, that you got to trim the hedge and stuff like that, then you got a problem. If you trim the hedge because you like to trim the hedge, that's good. If you trim the hedge because the hedge needs to be trimmed, that's bad. You understand that symbol? So we do these things because it makes us happy, and we want to do what makes us happy. That's the value of the man, the value of the person. Now, when Ingeborg drives her golf cart around the property, and she goes over the whole thing, and she takes her little trailer along, and she stops here, and she stops there, and she stops here, and she picks up little sticks along the way that she feels the property would look better if they weren't laying there. Well, now, is she doing it because she has to do it, or is she doing it because it pleases her to do it? And because it pleases her to do it, then it's fine. But if she did it because she had to do it, then it would just be a work, and it would be a never-ending job, and it'd be much better if we just take a crew of people and have them walk holding hands across the property, picking up every little stick and dead little thing that's laying around, and what we'd have is a bunch of footprints. So we want to realize that be yourself and have fun. This is far more important than we ever realized it could be. Be yourself and have fun. And as you are yourself and have fun, then the quality of the person that you are, the value of the person that you are, stands right out so beautifully, so powerfully, so wonderfully, that the whole world will know it, but mostly you will know it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.